So two ha'aras, as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is something that the Olam has been discussing both pre and post the last few dafin. So it's Dvarim Atikin, it's classic yeshiva charade, and I think it's kedai to just go through it as it's very much negeya today's daf and some of the previous dafin that were discussed. The second ha'ara will be something that will be a little bit more al derech ha'agada. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph, in its commentary on the Mishnah, said, the Mishnah said, shall Asheru v'shal ir anidachas pasul. If you have an esrik that's from an Asheru, it's from an ir anidachas, meaning it's an esrik that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, or it's an esrik that is from a city where the majority of the people of the city were Uvdei Avodah Zarah, they were deemed an ir anidachas, Dalach is possible. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Dalam Minim with such an asterisk. And the Gemara said, my timer, what's the reason? And the Gemara said, Kimen de l'sreifa koi. The reason is that being that this asterisk has a din that it has to be burnt. Because in Asher, it says in the Torah, Tisrafun Be'esh. And as it relates to the Irani Dachas, all the Shalom, everything in the city had to be burnt. So if it has a din that it needs to be burnt, Kitute Mechta Shiyure. We look at it right now as if it's already burnt. And as a result, there's no way in the world for you to be able to be yotze the mitzvah of Dalin Minin with something that was burnt. Meaning, imagine it was burnt. Imagine it was crushed into smithereens. Would you be able to fulfill the mitzvah of that? Of course you wouldn't be able to. So even though it taka didn't happen, but being that it's going to happen and it's supposed to happen, so there's an idea of ketute mechta shiure. We look at it as if already happened, and therefore you can't fulfill the halacha. And the truth is, this gemara that we had right here, we had already regarding the lulav, and we had regarding the hadas. Lulav ha-gazel and the hadas ha-gazel apostle. Why? The gemara said, because ketute mechta shiur. Tosfos, in the beginning of the perek, on daf lamed amud aleph, brings a girsa that he saw that was different than the girsa that we have in this gemara in daf lamed hey amud aleph. But Tosfos prefaces this girsa with a very famous kasha. And that is, Tosfos asks, and we spoke this out very briefly when we learned Daf Lamed, that why does the Gemara have to come on to a new reason why a lulav shal asheru v'shal ir anidachas or an esrik shal asheru v'shal ir anidachas is possible? The reason is because ketute mechta shiure. Say better, says Tosfos. It's a mitzvah abav avera. There's a cloud gadol b'Torah called mitzvah abav avera. So if any time a person does a mitzvah, but the mitzvah that he's doing came about through an avera, you can't fulfill your mitzvah. So Freik Tosfos, is there a better example of a mitzvah baba avera than a lulav shal asherah, than a lulav shal ir anidachas, than a hadash shal asherah, than a hadash shal ir anidachas, than an esrik shal asherah, or an esrik shal ir anidachas? So Freik Tosfos, then why do you have to come on ketute mechta shiure? Typically, mitzvah baba avera. As I Freik Tosfos. Then Tosfos says that the truth is, I found an old manuscript of a Talmud Bavli. I found an old manuscript. And on the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the Esrig, Shal Asherah V'Shal Ir Anidachas, and the Gemara asks, my timer, there's a whole different Gersa. Meaning, what did the Gemara say? Why is an Esrig, Shal Asherah V'Shal Ir Anidachas a problem? But says Tosfos, the Gersa I saw was different. This is the way the Gemara read. My timer. Why is an esrik shal asherah v'shal ir anidachas pasul mishum dahavale mitzvah haba ba'avera? The reason is because it's mitzvah haba ba'avera, and being that it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, that's why it's going to be a problem. But says Tosfos, I actually found such a girsa. But Tosfos says v'girsa mishubeshasi. This girsa is a mistake. I ain't shum in Tosfos. But the bottom line is Tosfos had a manuscript that had a different girsa in the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph. That the reason an esrik shel asher v'shal anidachas is possible is not because of ketute mechta shiure, but the reason it's possible is because it's a mitzvah abav avera. And Tosfos says, then it must be a girsa mishubeshes. But the truth is, as gishmak as this girsa mishubeshes that Tosfos brings is, there's even a bigger kasha that we have to ask ourselves. And that is, it sounds like this girsa mishubeshes was only on Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph. But for example, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara discussed a lulav shel asherah v'shel ir anidachas, it sounds like there the Gemara had the same exact girsa that we have. Meaning, the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph on base discuss lulav shel asher v'shaler and edachas as possible. What's the reason? So the Gemara said, because ketude mechta shire. This other girsa, this manuscript that Tosis found on Daf Lamed Aleph on base had the same exact girsa we have. It was from Daf Lamed Hey, when the Gemara is discussing the esrig, there was a different girsa. Not esrig shel asher v'shaler and edachas is a problem because of ketude mechta shire, but an esrig shel asher v'shaler and edachas is a problem. Why? Because it's a mitzvah babaver. So the question begs itself. Why is it that according to that girsa that Tosfos brought, I mean, this was a real girsa that seemed to have some messiah. Why is it that Davka and Daflamid, hey, when the Gemara was discussing the etrik shel asher v'shaler anidachas, then the Gemara invoked the klal gadol badin of mitzvah babaveira, but on Daflamid Aleph on the base when it was discussing the lulav or the hadas and the rabba, over there we never mentioned mitzvah babaveira. L'chayra, it's a kushya atzuma on that Gemara itself. Then on Daf Lamed Aleph, on the days when we're discussing the lulav, there, why is the lulav shel asher v'shaler anidachas problem? There, the reason is because of ketudei mechta shiure. But as it relates to the esrik shel asher v'shaler anidachas, there, the reason is something else. There, the reason is because of mitzvah haba baver. So just to speak out one lumdus, and this really goes to the core of ketudei mechta shiure, which is very much one of the themes of the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. And that is, one of the places that the Gemara discusses the halacha of ketute mechta shiur is in the first parak of Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara over there is discussing a mavui she'enim a foolish, which we do not have to go into. But the halacha is, if you have a mavui she'enim a foolish, meaning it's closed off on three sides, a cul-de-sac, but it opens up to a rishus rabim on the fourth side. Midday rice, you let it carry there, because anything that has three mechitzais, it's surrounded on three sides, is considered a Rishus HaYachid. However, being that it opened up to a Rishus HaRabim, Chama were concerned that it looks a little like a Rishus HaRabim, you may carry from there to the Rishus HaRabim. So Chachamim said that the only time you're allowed to carry in such a Mavud, Midrabanan, is if you either place a Lechi or a Kaira. A Lechi is a post, just like a pole. A Kaira is you put a crossbeam over the entranceway of the Sukkah. So the Gemara says that if you have a Kaira, a beam, that Shel Asherah, Vishel Iranidachas, Talach is possible, it's going to be possible. My time, what's the reason? Because ketute mechte shiure. Because ketute mechte shiure, being that the she'asherah and the iranidacha seem to be burned, so as a result, there's no way for you to be yaitza, your chi of kaira, with something that needs to be burnt. That's as if it's destroyed. I can be yaitza with a kaira. That's destroyed. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halach Yud Beis and Halach Yud Gimel, brings the Gemara that says that you can't fulfill the din kaira with a kaira shel ashera v'shel ira nidachas. But says the Rambam, that's only true for a kaira. However, a lechi is different. The Rambam says, bakol oisin lichayayim. You can use anything for a lechi. Afilu b'davash yesh b'ruachayim, it could be a live animal. Afilu b'yisuri hana. You can use yisuri hana. Avoydazara, oyashera, oisa lechi. You can use as a lechi. Why, says the Rambam? What's the reason for it? If you can use a kaira shel asher v'shalir anidachas, why would you be able to use a lechi shel asher v'shalir anidachas? And the Rambam gives the reason. The Rambam says, shahalechi of yoy kol shehu, the lechi just has to be a kol shehu. And because all it has to be is a kol shehu, it has no shear. As long as it's there, that's enough. Therefore, you can be yoytza with a lechi shel asher v'shalir anidachas, as opposed to a kaira which has a shear. And because it has a shear, it's for that reason you won't be able to be yaitza. In other words, the Rambam has a very big chiddush. Right, it argues. But the Rambam has a very big chiddush. And the Rambam says that when the Gemara says that you can't use a kaira shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, it's dafka a kaira shel asher v'shel ira nidachas. But a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, that you would be able to be yaitza with. And says to Rambam, what's the difference? The difference is a kaira has a shear, a lechi doesn't have a shear. And because a lechi has no shear, therefore you can be yaitza with a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas. So Rab Chaim Brisker, in Sefer, in Chedush Rab Chaim Alevi al Rambam, he asked the obvious question. He said, what's the difference? Very nice. A lechi has no shear. But you still have to have a lechi. It has to be there. At the end of the day, you have to have a kol shehu of a lechi. So if you have to have a kol shehu of a lechi, and when you have a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, there's a ketusei mech deshiure. So if that's the case, then how could you be yoytzu with a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas? The Rambam said, because there's no shir, memeil, there's no ketusei mech deshiure. What does it have to do with shir? What does ketusei mech deshiure mean? It means it has to be burnt. Being that it's going to be burnt, it's kesarif dami. It will look good as if it's burnt already. So if it's burnt, it's not here. If it's not here, I don't have the shear. I don't have the kosher either. So Frank, what's Pashup Shan in the Ram? So Reb Chaim says it's mavur in the Rambam. It's clear. It's mavur in the Rambam that the Rambam held that kintutei mechta shiuri does not mean that we look at it as if this item is not here. The item is here. It's not the pshat we don't see it. What then does kintutei mechta shiuri mean? I have the item, I just don't have the shiur. It's as if it's here, but it's broken up into a bunch of pieces. So that, yeah, it's here, but I can't combine the pieces to say that if I need a certain amount of it, I have it. Now, why should that be the case? Maybe Ketutei Mechta Shiur is also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. I don't know. But the bottom line is, there's a din called Ketutei Mechta Shiur that says that the item is here, yes, but at the same time, Echab Nishta Shiur. And that's what the Rambam is saying. A Kaira has a Shiur. So mean that a Kaira has a Shiur, so therefore there's a Halacha Ketutei Mechta Shiur. You can't use a Kaira Shalai 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 Nidachas. As opposed to a Lechi, you have no Shiur. A Lechi, even if you have a Kosho of a Lechi, that's going to be enough. Or being that even if you have a Kosho of a Lechi, that's going to be enough. So said Reb Chaim, so it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. Just to read the Rambam inside. Vine, Bein B'divrei HaRambam, Bein B'divrei HaRaivit, Hare Mavur, the Hach Hilchas of the Ketutei Mechta Shiur, Loi Nichlal that we look at this item as if it's not here. Dim Kane, because if that was the case, it wouldn't help that a lechi shir is a mashu. Even the gam a mashu ketutei mechtes, because I don't even have the mashu. Im kinari gam mashu enkan. So chom nish the mashu. Elo v'adai said Reb Chaim, it's poshut. Can you say that din who? What does ketutei mechtes shirei say? The hashir mechtes ubatu minei shiura. The shir is not here. Avol etzem adavar. You want to know if the actual item is here? Be'ene, it's really here. V'loy batu. And that is not Baal. Now, this is the first part of Reb Chaim. This is the easier part of Reb Chaim. Then Reb Chaim asks a kash on the Rambam, and he says a much bigger yisoy, something that we spoke out when we learned Masechtas Erev. But the bottom line is, this is what Reb Chaim was moichiach from the Rambam, that the Rambam held from the fact that you can use a lechi shal asher v'shalir anidachas must be that ketutei mechta shiur, it doesn't mean that we look at this item as if it physically doesn't exist anymore. The item exists. What then does ketutei mechta shiur mean? What it means is the item is here, but it's as if we don't have enough of it. The chesaron is a chesaron in shir. So by kairu, you have to have a shir, it's a problem. But by lechem, all you need is a mashu. The mashu is here. The kol shu is here. I just don't have a shir. Who cares? When it comes to lechi, I don't have to have a shir. So lefize, maybe you can say a davar pashat. The Gemara said on daf lamed aleph on the base, but Yehuda holds, what's the minimum shir of an eser? We just learned the Mishnah in today's daf. Lamed aleph on the base. Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir said, shir eser gakata. Rameir oimer ke'egois. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeya. According to Rameh, the smallest shear that an esrog can be is an egois. Small than an egois, it's going to be a brah. But as long as the size of a walnut, that's small, that's going to be enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be bigger than that. It has to be a bay. And the Gemara discussed Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara didn't discuss Rameh, but the Gemara discussed Shitas Rabbi Yehuda on Lamed Aleph on the base. And the Gemara said, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that an esrog has to be a bay? So he said, the reason is, Mishum Deloi Goma Peir. Because if you're going to have an esrig that's going to be smaller than a beya, that esrig is obviously not fully developed. It's not fully ripe. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. In other words, it's a very insightful Gemara as into the shear of an esrig. An esrig has a shear. There's no question in the world. It has to be the size of an egg. But why does an esrig have to be the size of a bay? Because you need to have an egg's worth of esrig, because I need that much esrig, then I count the esrig in the hand, I have to make sure I'm holding at least the size of a beitza. That's not the reason. It's because the Torah says pre-eitz hadar. And pre-eitz hadar means a fully developed pre. And if it's not fully ripened, if it's not the size of a beya, so that it's not goma the pre, and if the pre is not nigmar, it's for that reason, I won't be able to be yoitza. So if that's the case, yesh loymar, a poshet avart. And that is, what would be if I had a fully ripened, a fully developed esrog? I know for a fact it's fully developed. Elio Anovi whispered it into my ear. I know for sure it's fully. However, it's not the size of a beya. I think it'd be mocking to say it would be kosher. Because even though it's true you need a beya, but Chazal gave us the reason why you need a beya. The reason it has to be a beya is because if it's pachas mika beya, there's a chesaron that it's like nigmar a pri. But in this case, if the pri is nigmar, if I know for sure it's nigmar, even if it's pachas mikabeya, there's definitely a mokum to say. It wouldn't shock me if you found a girs in the shubesha somewhere that thought that maybe that in and of itself would be okay. So if that's the case, Yesh loymar. If you have an esrik shel asher v'shel ir anidachas, the Gemara says ketute mech de shiure. What does it mean ketute mech de shiure? It doesn't mean that the esrik's not here. That Reb Chaim was mechiyach from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Beis and Halacha Yud Gimel regarding the koyr and the lechir shel asher v'shel ir anidachas. What it means is what Reb Chaim said. Vadet yisoy dadinu da hashir mechtas ubatol. Avol etzem adover isa be'enev loy batol. That means if I'm holding an esrik shel asher v'shel ir anidachas, I'm holding the esrik. I see it. It's smells good, it's tam v'recha, it's the valdig esrig. There's no question it's an esrig. Narvas, it's a felt and sheer. So yesh loymar, if there was a din, I needed a sheer. I have no choice, but I have to have this much of the esrig. So k'tutimech the sheer, it says, a chavnish the sheer. But yesh loymar by esrig, I don't need the sheer, I just need a fire to capri. A chav a fire to capri. You can't tell me I don't have it. What do you mean? It's k'tutimech the sheer, but that's from Chaim and Sefer. Avol etzem adover yisa be'enoi, v'loy bottle. The etzem adover is here 100%. It smells good. It's geschmack. There's nothing wrong with it. Nor vos. Since nishtok can't share. Maybe that's not a problem. Is yesh loymar a lulav and a hadas and an arava? There's a shear. Shloishet vachim. We learned the gemaras together. What the shear is? It is a shear. So if you have a lulav shel asheru shelir anidachas, you have a hadas and arava shel asheru shelir anidachas. You want to know why it's a problem? Because ketute mech tishnure. I don't have three tvachim. I have it. This has a tam and no reich. This has a reich and no tam. The arava has no tam and no reich. But at the end of the day, that's not the point. The point is the chobnish nishir. I don't have the three tvachim. If I don't have the three tvachim, I'm out of business. There's no way for me to be able to use it. As opposed to the esrig, where I don't have a sheer bay where I need the etzim sheer. Not what? What I just need is that it should be nigmar the pri. Echaba gmar pri. Echaba farti the pri. Reb Chaim, avil etzim adover isa ve'enei. V'loi bottle. Not what? I don't have a bay is worth of it. I don't know if that's a problem. So yesh loymar, that girsa, that all of a sudden, daf lamed hey, amad aleph, threw in mitzvah baba there. Why didn't the girsa just say, ketute mech de shiure? And daf lamed aleph on the base, that girsa had ketute mech de shiure. Toysis saw this girsa on lamed hey in the sugi of esrig, shalasher. Why didn't he say by lulav and by hadas and by arava? The teretz is by lulav, hadas, and arava. Here you have the ketute mech de shiure. It was daf when it comes to esrig. Over there, there was no ketute mech de shiure. And maybe that's why over there, that esrig, therefore over there, when it comes to esrig, that girsa said that why is an esrig shel asher v'shir on nidach has a problem. L'chayre, the reason it's a problem is because of mitzvah baba aver. The truth is, this svara is, I think, mefurish in a tshuvas chasam soifer. The truth is, Tosfos himself on daf lamed already bavarns this svara. Ayin shah. But it's mefurish kamat, exactly in the nusach that we're saying it, in a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So it's Yodua that the Noida Yehuda, when he became Rav in Prague, which was the latter 40 or so years of the Noida Yehuda's life, so when he became the Rav in Prague, he writes in Tzlach, this is in the end of Masechtas Psachim, he conducted an experiment. The experiment was trying to figure out the different shiurim, and he came out, based on the experiment that he conducted, that Niskatnu HaBeitzah. That the beitzim, the eggs that Chazal worked with when they were kaveya different shiurim in the times of Chazal were much bigger than the beitzim that we have today. So anytime you find any shiur that's associated with a beitzah, by the way, Eretz Asher Roiv Shiureo Kizaisim, the Kizayis Chazal used in as a the beitzah as a reference point for. In other words, Kizayis, which is the majority of shiurim, Chazal understood was a half a beitzah. So he said, if you want to know what a zayis is, take a beitzah, whatever the volume of an egg is, half of that, that's going to be the kezayis. So the Yehuda said, I think that the beitzah were neskaten, they're small. Which means that when we cheshbon the kezayis, or we cheshbon a beitzah, or anything that has anything to do with an egg, we need to figure, not based on the size of an egg today, but we have to go back in time, and we have to figure out how big the beitzah were then. And then Yehuda did a second part of his experiment, and he came out that the beitzah today are half. 50 cents on the dollar for what they once were. So whatever you think a Beitz is today, said the Noida Yehuda and the Tzlach, you have to double it. You have no choice, you have to double it. We've done long raid bites on this, Be'ezus Hashem, over the years. I think Masechtas Menachos, we spoke a lot about this. But the bottom line is, they're out there somewhere. But the point is that Niskatnu HaBeitz, and that was what the Noida Yehuda said. And this made a big revolution, made a big tumult in Europe. And there were many, Kedoy Le'Yoylem, Rav Chaim Margolis, and others that opined as it relates to the experiment of the Noida Behuda. Incidentally, the Shiurim of the Chazon Ish, which of course are legendary for being large and very, very chomer, they're predicated, they all begin with this Noida Behuda. The Chazon Ish wrote a kuntras called Kuntras HaShiurim, where he talks extensively about the Noida Behuda's Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Noida Behuda and he says, for all mitzvahs d'oraisa, you should be machmer like the Noida Behuda. So most Shiurim today take into account this Noida Behuda. But the bottom line is, this was the Noida Behuda's Chiddush. He said that all the Shiurim that people had up until that point, you have to double the Shiur. One of the great poskim that discussed the Chiddush of the Noida Behuda was the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And we did a whole raid bite on this, but there's a steer in the Chassam Sofer, whether the Chassam Sofer was maskim to the Noida Behuda, or he wasn't maskim to the Noida Behuda. The tshuva where the Chassam Sofer was not maskim to the Noida Behuda is in Eirach Chaim, it's in tshuva Kuf Pei Aleph. And the tshuva begins with the Shoyal, who asked the Chassam Sofer the following question. He said, you know, the Noida Behuda Shiurim made a big tumult. It literally shook up the Olam HaTorah. All the Shiurim that people had seen by their father Seder and by the Zedis, the Noida Behuda came and he said, everything has to be doubled. This was a very, very big deal from a Mesorah perspective, that all the Shiurim that we think we know, they're really wrong. All the Shiurim have to be doubled. And when you sit down at the Seder, when it comes to Matzahs, and when it comes to the Revias, and different Shiurim, the Chazal worked with the Beitza, all of a sudden everything was being doubled. So the Shoyal told the Chassam Sofer, you know, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's related to a Beitza. And he said, I didn't hear anyone talk about this. And that is an Esrig. It's halach and Shulchan Aruch. Machlok is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, today's daf. What's the minimum size of an esrog? Is it the size of a walnut or is it the size of an egg? Ramei says egg, guys. Rabbi Yehuda says egg. Not shockingly, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda over Ramei. And therefore, it's gebracht in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Lulav, Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches, Sivkot and Chavbeis. Shir esrog katan. Pachas mikabeya pasal. Aval mukabeya. That's when it's kosher. So the bottom line is, what's the shear of an esrog? The shear of an esrog is a beya. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer that if we're going to go like the Chumra of the Noida Behuda, do we have to double the shear of an esrog? People used to always take an esrog the size of a beya. That was considered a valid esrog. But if we're going to take on the Noida Behuda's Chiddush, maybe it should have to be double. This is what the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back and he told him, quote, Yesh lahashav aloyma. The ain't shear esrog doima l'shar shiurei Torah. The shear of an esrog is different than the other shiurei Torah. Shemosh Rabbeinu al v'ashalom masal on shear beitz nashe bismanoi. The noimer afilum yiskatnu habeitzim bismanu machroinim yikomakam hashir lo yishtan. He says all shiurei beitzah, like the gezayis, which is a half a beitzah, the revias, which is associated with a beitzah, the shir chala, which has to do with beitzim. So all those shiurim, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a shear. He used the reference point as the beitzah. So if the beitzah is no longer a valid reference point, because neskatnu habeitzim, so we have no choice, but we have to figure out what to do. He said, as opposed to over here, the esrig, when it comes to an esrig, preksiv bikra. All it says in the Torah is a pre. And what we need is a pre. It's not a shear, we just need a pre. The shear ruchachamim lefi goydalo esrog abenini kishagamar period legami lefi oisa ashirim godal al kaponim ad kabeya kvaroy legrois a pre. So Chazal just came up, they said, how do I know if something's a pre? He says, you want to know, you know it's a pre if it's the size of a beitza. Afropisha soifa legado yoisa nikomokoim kishir beitza kvar mikra pre. Said the Chassam Sofer, all shiurim, you need the shear. It's an amount of how much you need. Oh, I need a shear. And the shear was given with a reference point of a beitza. And now the beitza is smaller. So you're right, I have to rethink it. But as it relates to the esrog, the shear that was given is not because I need a certain amount of esrog. It's not because v'alichtav hoben azoy feel esrog. And if I have less esrog, I don't care how much esrog I have. What I need over here is a fartika pri, because it says in the Torah, pri eats other. The way for me to know that I have a fartika pri is by having a, the way for me to know that I have a fartika pri is by making sure that it grew the size of a beitza. What would be if it grew a beitza and the beitza, if I had a fartika pri and it didn't grow a beitza, that would also be good. So says the Chassam Sofer, it's mistaber that even if niskatnu a beitza, but lemaisa, when you have a esrog today that already grew the size of a beitza, it's probably still a nigmar pri, and therefore I think even if you want to take on the Noida Behuda's chumras, I don't think that this is something that should change. But the point is that the lumdus that Chassam Sofer is saying is mamish the lumdus that we're saying, and that is that there's a nafgamina b'mahusoy, between the sheer esrig, the beya of an esrig, and the sheer beya and other shirim that you find in other areas. Ordinarily, the sheer is a sheer be'etzen. I need this much of it. Over here, the sheer is the simana ba'alma. This is just a way, the hechetimsa, for me to know that it's a nigmar pri. So if I know that it's a nigmar pri, even if I don't have the sheer, that would be okay. L'may nafkemina, kitute mechte shiuri. Rab Chaim said, etzem adover isa be'ene. The light bottle. And if that's the case, even if you have a ketut in echt shiur, at the end of the day, I have the fruit here, so it's a fartik of fruit, there's no reason it should be a problem. Or the chsam soif is nafkimina, niskatnu abetzim. So you're right, as far as shiur goes, you don't have as much esrig, maybe as tehen amish rabbeinu's time. But at the end of the day, today's beitz is still, the chsam soif said, is a sign that it grew enough. And if that's the case, that would be okay. It's interesting that the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, right here in Simit Top Rei Shmem Ches, he brings the chuvas chsam soif. He says, "I'm betshuvas chasam soifer sinu kupe yalef shadai kebeitza shebiz mamin shav shabeitzim niskatnu kvi mashehei ratzlach beperik arvi psochim ki hakolufi asman im abeitzim nishtanu gam gidol asreg nishtanu." He says, "But over here, this is going to be different." Abalafi dasa bekure Yaakov says the Bir Halacha as it relates to the bekure Yaakov nochin lebal nefesh lahadu lekatchila acha esr shagadol shnei beitzim. But he brings that Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in his bekure Yaakov, he argued with chasam soifer, and he said that he thinks that even as it relates to the esr. Today, you have to make sure, because it's gotten to a beitzim, that the esrig is going to be double of what it was. What's the machlokes chasam soifer and the bekura Yaakov? Maybe the machlokes is whether, in fact, we could say this lundis, but either way, we'll stop here.